I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to on a Thursday. Rhea Hughes in studio at 11 as we start to turn our focus to Week 7, Eagles-Giants, and hopefully a season that continues in the right direction, or gets in the right direction, I should say. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, sometimes the best revenge is success. Like, remember that. And I just want to say real quick, and this is not a shot at anybody, but I just want to say thank you for all the people that listen to our show. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not. But the numbers came out. And damn it, Joe, we doing some numbers up in this thing.
Well, we appreciate everyone who listens
appreciate
to the Midday
everybody.
Show.
Even if you don't agree with me most times, or Joe, but thank you for listening. That means a lot, especially coming back to the city of Philadelphia. And coming from another station and doing pretty decent, and to come back to the city that I actually played in, and people to listen, that's humbling. That's really, really humbling.
Well said, Hugh. We appreciate every one of our listeners to the Midday Show. We love you guys. And we hope we have together a season that ends in the playoffs. You know what? That, when it comes to the Eagles, Hugh, that was expected. It was expected when this season began that the Eagles were a playoff team. In fact, I remember when we got asked to give our predictions, and they put it on social media, like all the predictions here, everyone picked where the Eagles are going, right? Pick their record and pick where they're going to end the season. And some people had them in New Orleans. You know, some people, like, you know, the guy to my right here, had them in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Some of us had them, you know, maybe making the playoffs, winning a game, getting knocked out in the first round. But if I remember correctly, every single one of us here, hosts at WIP, people on air at WIP, everyone had the Eagles in the playoffs. So we can't all pretend now we knew this was going to be choppy. Now, maybe you thought it would be choppy, but we all thought it would end in the playoffs. And you sit here today on, what is it, October 17th? October 17th, and the Philadelphia Eagles are 3-2. And Hugh Douglas, as I sit here today,
do you have that? I know what you're about to ask me, but do you really have to ask, Joe? Do you really have to ask? I mean, seriously.
Do you? Well, yeah, I'm going to ask.
Do you have to ask?
Well, I'm asking you and the audience. Hugh?
Yes!
You still believe this is a playoff
yes!
team?
All Listen, right, all right. So much so that I've made Ike promise to ride with me. Ike ride with me. He said he would. He said it on air twice. He said it on air once. And he said it in the break room one time, too. So he rolling.
Right, to the New Orleans?
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans.
For the Super Bowl?
But here's the one caveat that I he was like, he has to drive. I ain't letting Ike drive. He can't drive. But maybe I shouldn't have said that because he probably listening. But, yeah, I'm driving. He ain't driving.
So you still believe, after watching the first five games and the up and down and Sirianni, this is still a playoff
man,
team?
Man, listen, bad analogy time, right, since we're on the road this morning. Mm-hmm. You ever, like, dated before you met your lovely wife, when you were dating in the dating pool and you met somebody and she was a little off, like she was a little wild. She was fun.
Sure.
You still dated her, right? Because you thought that at some point eventually it would change. It probably never did, but you had fun trying to make it happen.
But eventually it fell apart. Like this.
You know what? Sorry, because I forgot where I was going with this analogy. It was because it sounded like it went. But you get what I'm saying. You got to try to. Yeah, I believe. I still believe. I got 12 games.
So you're just going to have fun and see what happens.
We got 12 games. Yeah, I got 12 games.
Okay.
Now, if I'm being honest, this weekend is going to be a huge indicator of how strong I have these Phillies moving forward. Mm-hmm. Huge indicator. Huge. But as of today, at 10:06 on this beautiful Thursday, I'm still in. I'm all in.
All right, Hugh Douglas.
Pedal to the metal.
Even with some evidence mounting that this might not be a playoff team, or certainly doesn't look like one right now, Hugh believes this is still a playoff team. Here's where I'm at, and I did pick him to make the playoffs for the season. I don't feel it right now. I don't think I'm watching a playoff team the way they've played so far. And a couple things stand out to me. Number one, they're not good at anything. Like, to be a playoff team in the NFL, I believe you have to be good at something. And I'm not sure the Eagles are good at anything. Now, they're not terrible, But they're not good. So right now, the Eagles are 18th in points per game. That's below average. That's their offense. Even though we have a lot of names here, right? We got a lot of talent. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley, it was a big story this week, of course, going back to play the Giants. 18th in points per game. They're 18th in third down conversion percentage. They're 13th in yards per play. So nothing about this offense is anything more than mediocre. Then we got the defense, all right? And they're coming off actually one of their better days. They're 25th in yards per play. They're 20th in opponent passer rating. Jalen Hurts is right now statistically a very average quarterback. So I'm looking at it.
I can fix this, though.
I know, you can. I'm just looking at the picture here. I'm squinting to try to see it. So
Joe,
I see an average offense that should be better.
And a subpar defense.
Subpar defense. Yes. And I have a coach who's a basket case. So I've got all this going on, and I'm saying, how are we making the playoffs?
I prefer the words crazy like a fox.
Okay.
I prefer the words crazy. But this is where I feel, and I'm not a coach, but this is where, in my thought process, I feel like this is an easy fix. You can fix the defense by simplifying the offense. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Mm. As Eagles fans, if you've been watching these games and you feel the way that I do, it just feels like, for whatever reason, this offense is disjointed at the beginning of games. It feels like we rely heavily on big plays. And if we don't get those big plays, then for the most part, our offense sputters. I have a fix on that offensive side of the ball that will help fix the defense. First and foremost, I would probably run more. I would run Saquon more. I would do more short pass stuff. I would do more intermediate passes. And I would be more of a methodical offense. And what I mean by that, I would be more of an offense that dinks and ducks down the field. Now, that's not exciting as we would like it to be, and that's not our philosophy. And I know that because we got two multi-million-dollar receivers that we paid a ton of money to. But I think in order to get this defense comfortable, that helps them, because now I'm playing a possession game, Joe. I'm limiting the amount of possessions that I give to any team, especially a team like the New York Giants. New York Giants are kind of like us. They have in the sense that their offense is still trying to find themselves. Their defense is pretty good. So what I would do, I'm slowing that pass rush down. They're not that great against the run. So I would put a lot of plays. I would have more of an emphasis on trying to exploit that weakness on them as opposed to putting the ball in the air and putting the ball in harm's way, because we see how that works for us. So that's the way that you fix that. And you let this defense.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Played a way that keeps them off the field a whole lot and also puts them in position to be a little bit more opportunistic.
215-592-9494. Hugh, I hope they listen to your fix, and I hope we get it. Right now, I feel like I'm watching an average team in a lot of ways. They are below average scoring points. They're below average stopping people on defense. The coach is all over the place. And the other factor in this, because it's not just how good you are, it's what the competition is. The competition has changed. Two things have changed in the NFC compared to some other years. Number one, we may have a team in the division we didn't see coming to this extent.
Man, you saw it.
But I did and I didn't. I thought Washington could be a 9 or 10 win team. Mm-hmm. But what if they're an 11 win team? That makes it harder. And the other thing is, what's the competition to get a wild card? Let's say Washington's going to take this division. Might happen. Are we getting a wild card? I'm looking right now at the end of this weekend, depending on how this shakes out, depending on who wins, who loses this weekend, we could have in the NFC 14 of 16 teams between 3 and 5 wins. They're all together. That NFC North has 4 good teams right now. Okay? The 49ers aren't going anywhere. We lost to both teams that could come out of the South, so that's a tiebreaker we lost. We lost the Falcons, we lost the Bucks. Right now, as I sit here on October 17th, I don't believe the 2024 Eagles are a playoff team. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling? We all felt it was a playoff team, even if we had questions coming out of training camp. Kyle, what do you feel today as we enter week 7?
Yeah, I feel like we're just a mid team at best. Now that we're like 5 weeks into the season, you're seeing other teams find what their identity is, hit their stride, like especially offensively. Like, this is what I expected the Eagles to look like when you watch a team like Detroit going up and down the field against Dallas. Like, that's what I expected the Eagles to look like by this point in the season. You had enough weeks to install this new Kellen Moore, whatever offense it is that we don't know is Kellen Moore's. And it should just look better right now. They just look clunky. They don't look like they're a top seven team in the NFC. Like, they feel like they're an 8-win, 9 team at best. And it's, I pretty much look at it this way. If we lined up against almost anybody in the league right now on just, you know, Sunday at 1 o'clock, anybody, I don't go into any of those games, those matchups, with confidence that the Eagles are going to come out and win. Like, I mean, I get the division seems weak right now, but I don't think we're a better team than Washington is. That could change at the end of the season. But like I said, if we went and played Washington today, I think we'd get freaking dragged.
Last week,
good thing we don't play them today.
Well, we don't. We play them next month. Last week, Washington went to Baltimore. And lost by a touchdown. The Eagles probably would have lost by more. I mean, I think we're being real about it. A couple weeks ago, Washington played the Browns, and they beat him by 3 touchdowns. We beat him by 4. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get on the record here. Today, do you believe the Eagles are a playoff team? Like, we all believed it coming out of training camp. Do you still believe it? 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up, and we'll let you hear what are they saying nationally and locally about the Eagles and the kind of team we have here in 2024. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.